This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Site their commander, which is like, you know, I'm joking, says he hates Trump, hates capitalism, hates America, hates all this stuff, because the really trendy communists always call themselves anarchists. None of it makes any sense. But let's just get back to Bill Barr. You knew Durham, who's been on this case almost 3 years, is doing nothing. And think of it as they're not going to push the deep state too hard, so they don't push a coup attempt against Trump too hard. I think it's a miscalculation. I think it shows weakness. I think it'll only intensify them trying to get the UN involved openly in our election and removing the president, which they're in the news saying, New York Times, UN states the seat. UN certifies our leader. This is treason. I agree that Trump needs to go all out and just arrest these people. But they'll go, oh, that's political. You're a dictator. No, they're the ones trying to be dictators. So just because someone commits a crime in the threat continuum, you've got to raise it to that point.
I just see what everyone else sees, and it's just frustrating. I mean, I'm not sitting here claiming that Bill Barr is the end of America. I'm just simply saying this sucks. You know, I thought Bill Barr was going to hit a home run.
But we've known. I mean, listen, I told you they're not going to indict all these people. Okay, you believe? Okay, Q Lord said.
Alex, I'm not saying anything. I'm saying there's no justice here. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. They never executed Napoleon. He killed millions of people. He was a king. He was an emperor. They put him on a damn island. That's what these elites do. They don't ever get in trouble.
I know. I'm sick of it. I'm damn sick of it. But, you know, Trump, coughed, so he just is a super spreader now. You know, banned conservatives because they think there's only two genders.
Yeah, well, it's time for us to stop. I agree. The discrimination, the bullying, this is wrong. Speaking of that, what do you think of the Daily Beast saying that the only people the leader loved was us? Meanwhile, we love Trump. He says F Trump. Here, let's go ahead and play a clip of the commander of the Antifa militia that they now say is under Trump's command. Here it is.
Well, Trump is not your friend, dude.
Dude.
And it amazes me that people actually believe that.
And
he's shown over and over and over again
I've got five
that he's a tyrant. Every single person that works for government is your enemy, dude.
What does that even mean? But then obviously once they collapse the government, they'll bring in something 10 times worse.
So they had, I think it was 14 guys that they were able to get set up in this deal. And it looks like an FBI set up sting operation. And I think, you know, maybe.
Think so? Think it looks like it?
Well, you know, you got to be careful what you say these days. They'll come raid this place in a minute if we say the wrong thing. So,
oh, we better not then.
There was 14 of these guys, and I think everybody kind of sees what's going on. You go, find some guys on the internet or whatever that are pissed off about whatever political thing, and then you
look at their commander.
Right, and of course they're saying that these are all Trump supporters. There was one person in there that had any, in these 14 individuals that had any evidence that he had any.
You mean the media is lying again? No, they had this ready for months. Whitmer's in trouble with the Supreme Court saying she's a tyrant, and that's why they did this.
Absolutely. And, you know, it was funny, too, because it's like, look, nobody's calling to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer. We're saying, hey, look, she's the one that sent COVID infestations.
She's kidnapping everyone. She puts us under lockdown.
Exactly.
Which is a form of kidnapping. Let me tell you what's coming up next. Look at this right here. Hold on. I said the name on air. It's not family friendly. We can document cam for TV viewers. Document cam. Look at this. Ladies and gentlemen, where have I seen her before? Where have I seen that?
Actually, it kind of looks like a leftist woman.
Well, this is the new mascot.
See the armpit hair?
We've got Cole Hirsch coming up, and he actually discovered this creature. This gender-neutral creature. And he's going to be joining us straight ahead. Stay with us. Again, Owen Schroyer is the host of The War Room. And he thought Bill Barr was going to save us. He might still save us. Maybe he's
no, cute. Alex. I'm just pissed. He's not doing his job.
Owen,
that's all it is, Owen, Alex. I'm pissed.
Owen,
he's not doing his
was
job.
Right.
I
knew was right. Him to you do are it. On. Yeah. No.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, and most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos. We can comment, we can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out and says he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's modern the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, Infowars.com, and sharing that. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
All right, folks, you've got to have a little bit of release.
I can't get no relief.
The type of crazy stuff that's going on here. So Cole Hirsch is a very popular guy. I probably had 50 people the last month tell me about him. I'd actually seen some of his work before, but never kind of, you know, placed it with him. When I saw the new video, so I did more research. He's a comedian, activist, and mascot, and salesman. He is co-host of a popular comedy podcast, But Outside. In recent news, Cole, an Instagram star, received a Zoom link from a student for a discussion about a potential mascot. He took the opportunity to mock the university decision by introducing his own, let's just say, women have breasts, they have something else. It's called TP. But the point is that they actually took it very, very serious. And we're going to play that for you here in a minute. We're on radio stations, so we don't violate any of the FCC's rules, even though the Democrats can cuss all over CNN, all over their own shows. We're under a different rule here as pro-Americans or as conservatives. But joining us is Cole Hirsch on Twitter for now at Cole.Hirsch and Instagram at Cole.Hirsch. And Owen Schroyer is riding shotgun on this. I know you're a big fan, Owen.
Well, I haven't yet seen this video, but when I was reading the story, I was laughing. And then when I saw the name, I'll put it family-friendly, Tie-Dye Poonta. And we'll just call it Tie-Dye Poonta. That's the family-friendly version of the mascot proposal. From our guest Cole here,
but
very woke.
But it's not the name; it's the creature. This maybe we should roll some B roll.
Can you imagine that thing skating around a football field or a basketball court?
That's actually the left should get mascots like this because it looks like them.
Literally,
yeah. There's some examples. So, joining us, you got a lot of exploits. Is Cole Hirsch. Cole, thanks for coming on today, my friend.
Hello. Hi, Mr. Jones. How are you?
Good, good. So tell us how you got into these exploits, and then we're going to play the video of the creature you've created. Tell us about the university, too, that I'm told it's in the running now, actually, to adopt this as a new mascot.
Yes, Saddleback College. I have yet to hear back from them, whether they've accepted my pitch or not. But since I have not heard from them, I am selling TP merchandise to prove to Saddleback that people are in support of this mascot.
Well, tell us how you dreamed up this incredible creature.
Oh, well, they just needed their mascot was racist, their current one, and they needed some alternative pitches. So I thought I'd give them something that everyone could get on board with.
I like that the green gray skin, you know, that's neutral. So I don't think that offends anybody. You know, that was a very woke thing for you to do.
Thank you. Yeah, TP is pretty woke in all.
Tell us about this university and who this goblin creature is replacing.
So the goblin creature will be replacing the gaucho. I'm not sure why he's a racist mascot. I just read somewhere that he is, and it infuriated me. So
he's a Mexican cowboy. He's a man. He's whipping the horse. He looks aggressive. He's not good.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel a little anger over this mascot too. The racism portrayed in this mascot is really starting to anger me too, Cole.
Well, actually, the new mascot looks like Michelle Obama.
Thanks, Ellen. The new mascot?
Is the new mascot a fan of Big Mike?
Is TP a fan of Big Mike?
Yes.
TP's a fan of everybody.
Yeah, I would imagine someone so woke would be.
All right, so let's talk about the university and the clip we're about to see. Tell us about this.
So I don't attend this university, but one of my followers sent me the link. I actually was not sure. I didn't know the university existed, but I knew I had to stand up for what's right. So I joined the Zoom.
And again, this is a Zoom for what university?
Saddleback College.
And this is the leadership of the college.
Yes, it's a mix of faculty and students.
All right, so here they are discussing the racist mascot. He proposes the new mascot. Let's go ahead and roll that video.
All right, thank you so much, Cameron. Let's now welcome Cole Hirsch.
Hi, how are you? I wrote a little pitch, if I could read through that.
Please.
Dear Saddleback College, let's face it, our mascot, the Gaucho, is racist, and it's time for him to be murdered. Anyway, I have just the idea for a new progressive mascot for your school. Her name is, and she's a woke, sloppy goblin girl who rides around the campus on sweat-stained roller skates and begs each student to come out as bi. If a student refuses to do so, she will let out a shriek that has the frequency to change the student's body hair to strawberry blonde. Then she will say, "Tough break, Strady. Have fun sticking out like a sore thumb should you ever visit a beach in Palestine." At sporting events, instead of displaying kiss cams on the Jumbotron, she will instead screen promos for her OnlyFans, which mainly consists of her getting off to the school flag. During halftime, she will do her signature dance move, the pop lock and swap it, where she'll make the team swap mouthguards to reassure the fans that none of the players are homophobic. If either team refuses, she'll take a knee for the rest of the game, right in the middle of the field. So, thank you for your time, and I hope you can consider.
All right, thank you, Cole. Let's go ahead and welcome Chloe Johnson.
So, they just all play along with it, but that's how absurdist all of this is, Owen.
You know, these Zoom meetings are so ridiculous, too, because it makes it so easy to get in and control, but it also kind of gives them control of it, too, because they can kind of mute you, and that's what they really want.
Oh, this is big tax revolution to put us on a little postage stamp.
But see, but that's the thing. Like, if you got into one of these Zoom calls and you were like, "Hi, yeah, you know, I think President Trump is doing a great job," you know, they'll cut you off. But if you're like, "Hey, look at this new mascot, you know, tie-dye poontie."
I think it's time to hang Trump up by his toenails and drop it in acid. Cole Hirsch, what are some of your other big exploits? I know you've done a lot of stuff. And any little ideas on what's coming next?
Sure. I have a few things in the works currently. Actually, you know, on the topic of free speech and, you know, being muted and stuff, I actually have a little pit for InfoWars, if I could get through that.
Please, go ahead.
Better be woke.
Dear InfoWars, I think it's about time that you guys got yourselves a mascot for your show. And I have just the idea. His name is Cuckslayer, and he's a loud, veiny American flag whose limbs are AR-15. Cuckslayer is so straight that he's always pissed off, but this doesn't stop him from going down on every ICE agent he sees while saluting them the whole time. To help promote InfoWars, Cuckslayer will be given his own remote segment called Infant Wars, where he'll sneak inside children's hospitals and go room to room, sucking the vaccines out of newborns like snake venom. After he does this, he'll yell, "Any other mommies need help sucking out the autism?" Or, "Anyone else want me to un-retard their kid?" Additionally, he'll sneak into Planned Parenthood and perform re-abortion, which is exactly what it sounds like. To help advertise all the InfoWars supplements and enhancements, Cuckslayer will travel to the scene of every school shooting on the day that they happen. He'll approach anyone who's crying or dead and hand them a sponsored pill bottle that says, "Best Crisis Actor." He won't leave until the actors take their pills and get their erections. Thank you for your time, and I hope you can consider Cuckslayer as the new InfoWars mascot.
Well, thank you. I would love that. He sucks out the deadly vaccines like cobra poison. Owen, you're Owen the Destroyer, right?
Yeah, I kind of already have the nickname of Cuckslayer. I don't know if I'm willing to share it with this mascot. Maybe.
Yeah, are you trying to? Wait a minute, Cole Hurst, you trying to steal his identity right now?
I'm feeling personally attacked by this right now as a white male, I must tell you.
I mean, Cuckslayer kind of does what he wants. I have no control over him. Once he's been created, there's no going back.
I feel like he's missing something, though. I feel like the Cuckslayer is missing something. It needs, like, guys, can we get a shot of that again? Can you hold that up again?
Yeah, please, Cole, can we see Cuckslayer?
I feel like there's just, it's
one more gun right below, down the middle of it.
Yep, and that's what I was thinking. Maybe a long arm. Maybe a long arm right down the middle there, just for good measure. And then we can say, you know, it's totally woke, too.
All right, folks, we got to have some time to have comedy. And one of the greatest ways to reach out is comedy before the left wants memeing banned. I'm going to try to get Cole Hurst to break character and get serious after the culture wars when we come back. I'm Alex Jones with Owen Troyer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Cole, getting serious though, your political awakening, really where you see the world, and the way you're fighting back with memes and art and reaching tens of millions of people, because looking at the creature you've created, TP, we should be able to say this. It's so politically correct that they teach conservatives we can't have language, but then everybody else can have language. It's like the Grand Tetons means the grand in French titties. But then we're not supposed to say it. It's titty pussy. It's titty pussy. It's titty pussy. The left goes and files complaints on our radio stations when we say everything they say. So there you go. But I need to create the boyfriend of this, something like Goblin Slorb or like this. Let me just tell you, this actually looks like Hillary. Were you channeling Hillary? Is this like a young Hillary? Is this Hillary's spirit animal, Cole Hirsch?
This is just a... it's a goblin girl. There's really nothing beyond that.
It's just a goblin girl. Guys, show Hillary with an evil smile. Hillary, evil smile, then fade it. And I'm telling you, this is her spirit animal.
No, the boyfriend needs to be really skinny, emasculated, you know, like just a total soy boy.
Might be a pedophile.
Have the look. I don't know if you can really, how you would portray that.
Well, his name will be Baby Raper.
Okay, that's very liberating.
Baby Raper is the name of TP, a boyfriend.
It's one direction you could go.
Well, I mean, the left's all about killing babies. They have a whole action figures like Baby Killer.
Yeah, okay.
Baby Brain Damager.
Yeah, yeah. So, but it's maybe this soy boy is so woke. Oh, boy. You know what? We're going into dark places. I don't even want to. I think TP's boyfriend just needs to be a total soy boy. Maybe likes to hang around, grade schools during recess.
Oh, my gosh. We can have a merman edition?
That's a pretty striking resemblance to me.
Yeah, that's a question. Does TP look more like Big Mike? Or let me ask or guess that.
You know, actually, we don't even know if TP is a boy or a girl.
Okay, let's let TP's creator talk. Cole, what do you want to say about this creation?
I think this creation is, if you have anything against it, you're basically canceled. But I also do want to say that, I didn't intend to satirize the left or the liberals. I thought this was just a genuinely good idea. I thought the mascot is racist. Not my mascot, the gaucho. Really, all I have left to say is that I do have, I am selling TP merchandise at bonfire.com/store/titty pussy. Sorry, I said the word. I know you might get fined for that, but...
No, we're going to delay that out. Well, sir, okay. All I can tell you is that as TP's father, are you proud of your creature?
I am. I feel like she's breathed new life into the whole new culture of...
Well, it's kind of like Caitlyn Jenner, too.
Yeah, and, I'm a little confused now, Cole. You keep saying her. I mean, has TP actually identified the pronouns?
Yeah, you're not misgendering.
Yeah, I mean, I want to be sure here.
No, she is her. She is she.
She identifies as she.
What does TP do on its off time? What is it on the roller skates? What does it do?
She's just trying to have people have a sexual awakening, which means she's trying to. She's trying to make everyone have their first threesome.
So she's a guardian, a guide that teaches us how to be sexual.
Mm-hmm.
You can't claim it's racist.
She doesn't have piercing eyes. Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say, Where on the Cuck Slayer, on the other hand, he needs everybody to be straight.
Hmm. Equal opportunity.
Well, honestly, Cuck Slayer knows that once somebody starts pushing sex stuff on kids, it's bad, period.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of. If you put Cuck Slayer and TP or Goblin Schlorb in the same room, I think only Cuck Slayer's getting out of there alive. It's not going to be good. I mean, he's got guns, his arms and legs. You know, that's not good for TP. Who I believe we're misgendering. No. I mean, I think TP could be a man, too. I mean, I don't want to...
A lot of hair under the arm.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm judging. Just because somebody wears a dress and a skirt...
Large genital beard.
Just because someone wears a dress and a skirt and has a long pigtail hair doesn't mean that, you know, you can't assume somebody's gender like that. So, you know, I think that maybe Saddleback is on the fence with TP right now because it's a woman. Maybe if TP was gender neutral, it might actually be adopted as the mascot. Have you ever thought about that?
No. Mm. But now I am thinking about it. Mm-hmm. Now I'm thinking about it, and...
Should be.
You know, TBD. I mean, all I really want to know, you know, I'm still waiting to hear back from Saddleback. But TBD, you guys do accept Cuck Slayer as your new mascot?
We're going to have to deliberate over that. I need to make sure you're woke enough with TPD first.
Especially the daughter of Charles Manson.
That's actually pretty good. I mean, you got to admit that it looks like TP has just hit puberty, and I think we've discovered some new things.
TP is actually 57.
TP's a man.
No.
You don't get ear hair like that. Look at that. That's proof. That's scientific court-ordered... Admissible in court. Look at that amount of hair.
It literally grew in the last 2 minutes.
Look at the Adam's apple, dude. That's a man, like Michelle. I mean, look at the big bulge right here. I mean, come on. See, this is why I don't do comedy. Stop getting comics on the show. I'm back here with Cole Hirsch. Let's get serious 2 minutes.
Hold on. Now.
That's very valuable. Don't butcher. I know TP had a major movie.
There you go. We've now got it figured out.
I don't think I can see what you're seeing. I'm not.
We're just going to stop, sir. We're going to stop right now.
Well, no, I mean, I physically can't see anything. The screen is just blank.
I understand. Well, let's say I think Owen's right. I think it's a man. But listen, let's get serious here. Come on, knock it off. What do you make on the attacks all day on free speech there, Sonny boy?
Me?
Yeah.
What am I making on the attacks?
No, I know you're thinking about making stuff today. It's done well. What I'm saying is, what do you make of the attacks on free speech?
Oh, I think anyone who tries to silence free speech should be silent.
That's like a Japanese haiku or something.
Mm-hmm. Like an ancient...
Those that wish to silence must be silent first.
If you wish to silence, you must first be silent yourself.
This is Jedi... Give us more Jedi wisdom.
Have a good day.
I think you're a sick person, and I think this creature you've created is some type of sick fantasy you've got.
It's not true. I think it's just a good idea that people can get behind.
What if you put TDP on the horse that Gaucho was formerly riding?
That would kind of be like reclaiming everything back.
You know, just holding on to some tradition, just saying.
Well, the horse riding TP.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And not the way... Okay.
The animals dominate now. All right, listen, Cole Hirsch, we really love you. We're looking forward to your next work. We thank you. And now we're going to go back to mass starvation and world government. Serious time. But we've had a little time of respite. I actually enjoyed it. Stay with us. Oh, there he goes.
Stand back and stand by.
During our emergency election sale, we have all your favorite products up to 60% off plus free shipping. In order to help maximize our coverage of this historic election, we need your support during this crucial time. We have our vitamin D supplement Winter Sun Plus at 25% off. Winter Sun Plus works as a defense against attacks on your immune system, which will be great during the coming winter months. Some of our best sellers like Body Ease and Turbo Force are on sale for 10% off. One of our bigger discounts, the 8-pack Power Stack, is 60%
60% off. And if you're looking to get Survival Shield X2, be sure to check out the combo pack with both items together at 60% off as well. All shirts in our apparel collection are currently set at the answers to 1984, which is $17.76. And we also have Prostaguard and Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock. So whether you're looking to stock up or thinking of adding something new to your daily routine, be sure to check out these deep discounts and more at InfoWarsStore.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It has been said that with great power comes great responsibility. But as long as we do things the best we can in an attempt to help others, and we ask God's Spirit in us, the Lord knows that we are fallible creatures and will forgive us. But if you notice on the left, they all claim they were the party animals. They were cool. They were no judgment. They were, hey, enjoy yourself. They were undermining society. But now that they're in charge, they're like, you don't leave your house unless we say you wear a mask. We control your kids. We're going to put things in you that make you sick. We're going to annihilate your language. We're going to tell you what you can watch and do. Ah, we're the liberals. What they are is the authoritarians. And so I just think as long as we challenge them and speak out and don't comply with them, their house of cards is coming down. That's why the police are far from perfect. They're a manifestation of us, but they want control of those police departments. They want full control as them as political operatives, and they're so close. They've got most of the state attorney generals. They've got most of the district attorneys and county attorneys. In most big cities, 75% of the cops are leftists. though they kind of wake up a little bit later, while they're being screamed at. You're not part of the power structure when you serve the New World Order. You're a schmuck. You're an idiot. You're a sucker. You're a mark. You're somebody who's been scammed. You're a useful idiot. And so we can move on and ignore those people, but I think we should also reach out to them sometimes because they've got to understand what they're doing is very destructive.
Well, Alex, my approach to things lately have been an attempt of to try to remoralize, if you will, or just get people to understand that, you know, we're still fighting. America's not dead. We're having victories. And I know we were kind of discussing earlier.
But we are. All hell's breaking loose because they want to finish the job.
But, like, for example, I mean, I don't want to live my life. I mean, folks, you know, when you are in the info war, I mean, you're in the info war. It's like the last thing I want to do is turn my life into a 24/7 political clown show, you know, where I'm constantly having to deal
with. But notice you could say, oh, InfoWars is obsessed. But notice how what we were saying is now everything.
Yeah.
No, because we were already aware of what was coming. Now it's here. So you can try to tune this out. You out there on the street, buddy, it's out there right now. Well, there's no getting away from it now.
And that's why, and I know I've told this and I keep saying it, and it's like, oh, okay, why do you keep telling me this? Well, I wear a Trump hat every day to the gym so people can see. And I know most people probably like Trump. There's going to be a couple people that don't.
But you have to exercise it to let them know you have a will.
And to let them know they're not alone. And you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be bullied by these people. Believe me, the last thing I want to do is to get some political confrontation.
Oh, that's the thing. The left are such classic, over-the-top, flaming bullies. I mean, they're such liars.
And I just want people, because that's what the biggest problem is, that people aren't, you know, the left has done such a good job of bullying, intimidating, having that chilling factor on confidence, on free speech, so that you're just like, look, I don't even want to offend anybody, so, you know, I'm just going to walk around in a gray T-shirt that doesn't say anything and, like, you know, just I just want to get about my day without being bothered by these people. No, screw them. Screw them. And because I already know, if somebody wants to say, hey, man, you know, why do you got to wear your Trump out of the gym? But wait a second. I have to see your stupid mask. I have to see your stupid symbol of slavery. I have all the channels on with the fake news on. I've got the sports channels on that are telling me how racist sports are and all this crap. So don't sit here and bitch because you don't like my pro-America symbolism.
But no, you got to remember.
I have all the anti-American symbolism everywhere. Oh, you have a symbol of pro-America? Oh, I can't have it. No.
Well, that's why they now say you can't have an American flag in your yard. But I agree. It's the exercise of symbols that is going to counter the left.
If we're not willing to control, if we're not willing to exert control of ourselves in the third dimension to have third dimensional victories, then there's no way we'll ever win this war.
Well, I think that's what people now get. It isn't like, oh, it's the same old cultural leftist barking dog. You kind of tune it out. They're moving to take over everything now, including bankrupting us, so they can dictate to us the terms of our surrender. And they've got all these loser idiots that went to community college. I'm not saying you're bad at went to community college. So I mean the people that buy the Kool-Aid. That buy in. They have broken the social contract. They believe if they riot and kill and hit folks in the head with clubs, they're going to get money. And so it's just like Hollywood, just like the media, because they do. They sell America out. They lie. They get money. Well, low-level folks have been told you get money, and they are getting $200 a day.
But that's why I think you're right. That's why you're seeing the Trump vote.
Because no one's ever given them $200 a day. Can you imagine if we had the funding to actually go hire libtards out of college? They would love it. They're like, you mean I can be somebody? Yeah, here's a constitution. Here's, you know, oh, thank you. But they're just so alone. Little soy boys are like, here's your $200. Now go attack somebody. You're a good person. You're not a racist, are you? Go kill. I'm not a racist. There's a white person. They're a white person doing it.
And this is how they train.
This is people raised in front of TVs who got very low nutrition. Their mothers didn't breastfeed them. And, but buddy, they don't know what planet they're on.
But that's why we have to have the optics that that's not the dominant culture. You know, that's the big
lie. And that's why they bring in the censorship, to make us feel like we're alone. We've got to know that's all a fraud and not buy into it. We have to know the truth and not even look at outside stimuli. Imagine, you know, 26 years ago when I was doing this, nobody was covering this. You've got to ignore their stimuli, laughing at you, ignoring you, trying to kill you, and just keep transmitting the truth, and they will fall.
Well, you know, it's funny. People like to give us crap, or I've had people give me crap, like, oh, yeah, you go out in the armored truck, like, huh? It's like, yeah, they try to murder us. And then in Wisconsin, two nights ago, there was, I believe it was a CNN crew, I'm not sure, it was some television crew out in the streets. They got attacked. They had to pull away in their Suburban that wasn't armored. They were pulling away like they were about to die. It's like, oh, oh, you mean you need an armored truck to cover leftist events?
Oh, it's like we knew to buy one ahead of this because we're smart.
It's like, oh, you need an armored truck to cover leftist events now. Shocking. I wonder who would have seen that coming. So it's just hilarious to see. I mean, really, it's sad to see. But when you see the TV news reaping what they sow, I guess there is a bit of comedy to
it. And you know, they order these hordes into our houses to kill our wives and children. They'll do it. These are just demonic little men with no power who gang up and bully something. We have to have a truck to go into the midst of them to show people what trash they are. And they all said they're Black Lives Matter. Not one of them was black.
And, you know, we have to sit here and debate now. And
these folks up in Wisconsin are black, attacking white people's houses they thought was a white neighborhood. Turned out it wasn't. I mean, this is just, imagine you're in an apartment. You're in a duplex, a fourplex. People are knocking your doors down, man, and screaming, I'm going to get you, Whitey. There's video. There's audio.
Yeah, and then the guy comes out, and he's like, I'm a Democrat. We're all Democrats. And there he is right there. Like, yeah, buddy, you're a chump is what you are.
All right. We got callers. We got Chris. We got Jason. We got John. We got Ian. We got Bart. We got John. We got Steven. We're going to get to all of you ahead of Dr. Nick Begich, who was a trailblazer in this fight. Imagine, he was around 30 years ago. His father was a congressman they murdered. His brother's been a U.S. senator. But he's the most influential of all the guys. And they're all great patriots. His brother's okay, but, I mean, his dad was a great guy. He's the guy that actually got land unlocked for the Native Americans and more. He has scanned all the globalist blueprints that are public and predicted their whole plan 20 years ago. He said it's about positronic electrochemical wavelength generators, before they called it 5G, to control your mind. He's been hired by some of the top billionaires in the world who aren't for this to actually research it. That's all secret. He can't get into all that for you, but I can just tell you, there's a lot of stuff going on, folks, you don't know about. Let's just leave it at that. And so there's a big fight. There's not just the people you see out public. He's a big deal. And so we're always honored to have him coming up. Just briefly, because, man, it pisses them off that you fund us. It pisses the globalists off that we have funding. They hate you so much. They're so mad when you go out and protest at an abortion clinic, a baby murdering facility. They're so mad when you have a real church service. They're so mad when you refuse their deadly vaccines. They're so mad when you don't wear a mask. They're so mad when you vote for President Trump. And they're so mad when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the best vitamin D3 winter sun and the very best PQQ and CoQ10 DNA Force Plus and the very best across the board. Save America. Save InfoWars Money Bomb Sale, 30 to 60% off, triple Patriot points. That's 50% off of your next order. That's the biggest ever. And, of course, free shipping. Turbo Force, Brain Force is the last run of Brain Force Plus. It's been a bestseller. People love it. We're coming out with a new variant under a new name. It'll be next year, we believe, till we have it out with the breakdown. So if you want Brain Force Plus, it's 50% off and free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139, and get one of those great Biden for nursing home shirts. Get some of the Space Force shirts. Get some of the classic InfoWar shirts. We've also got Knockout 50% off. We've got so many great things. There's reoccurring sponsorship. It's not a donation. We're not tax exempt. It's sponsorship where you click on that. You get reoccurring. I want to thank you all for your donations and support. You are the InfoWar. You kept us on air. It's a major victory you've had. Put that in your spiritual bank.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Metal Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Metal Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmetalway.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Sell their species out to have power over the planet. So let's not get too upset. Let's just not let them occupy and control the earth, Owen.
Yeah, it's really basic human freedom, Alex, is really what it comes down to at the end of the day. And it's sad that in any country, let alone America, you can't unify on basic human freedom, the basic ability to control your own life, self-government.
This is collectivism. I mean, they're telling us we're all poisonous, we're all bad, we can't go outside. That's all.
Yeah, you're a bioweapon. You're a bioweapon. You could be carrying a virus. Guess what? You're carrying thousands of viruses.
I'm not going to give the story, but
take the phone call.
I'll be in these rooms full of people at these meetings, and I go, just take the mask off. They go, I'll hate them too. Yeah, let's do it. Let's all just,
That's the thing. It's like you got to lead by example. Just do it, man.
It's like a burqa, though. Literally, they've got us to put a burqa on. It's incredible. All right, who's been holding the longest here? Is it Chris? Dun, 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 dun. Chris in Minnesota, Ilhan Omar land, New Somalia. Welcome.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Great. Well, I called an hour ago about AG Barr. Are you past that, or what do you want to talk about?
No, go ahead. You're on air. Whatever you want to get, Barr. So what do you think of Barr? Owen is very pleased with Barr right now, saying, no investigation will be released during the election.
No, I think I kind of lost all faith in him when he dropped the Flynn case. Kind of weird timing. Everyone you know, what's Flynn for? Sidney Powell?
Well, exactly. And they're letting these judges do something they've never done and keep Flynn all. Where's Trump on Julian Assange? Let's get pissed at Trump. We're going to do that. He told Julian Assange, I don't care who's got the documents, release them. That's true. Hillary committed the crime. The whistleblower is protected. So Trump's biggest failure now is Julian Assange. It's shameful. And he better, when he wins the election, he better pardon him. Reportedly, though, Assange is like out of his mind. I mean, I would be too. 7-8 years solitary confinement?
Yeah. Well, why would Barr wait 3 years to, oh, it's a sham investigation. You knew that 3 years ago. Why is he waiting until 600 documents get released by the FBI showing all their malfeasance and all the crimes?
Well, that's just Trump ordered that release, and it lights a fire under Barr's ass, and Barr goes, sorry, we're not going to be political during the election. And by the way, justice be done when the heavens fall. Everything's political, but they committed these crimes to stop who we elected. Yep. That's what matters. Screw the establishment. What about we the people? Thank you for the call.
Yeah, and I think that President Trump, I mean, it's obviously worse than anybody could imagine how corrupt it is in D.C.
Oh, I can imagine.
And so President Trump today was asking, because, you know, he assumes the best in people. He's a good guy. He doesn't screw people over on business deals. He wants to help the country, so he just assumes, well, you know, everybody is like that, right? Everybody wants to help America. Everybody wants to have a good business deal. No. No, he's found out for 3.5 years in D.C. Nobody in D.C. wants to help America. Nobody in D.C. wants to have fair deals. And so he was asking today on his virtual rally, why is that? Why is that? So I don't know if that's the president, like, showing his naivety, saying, really, why?
No, he's putting pressure on him. Let's take another call.
Or is he saying, folks, it's time to start asking why?
Well, he said last night, that's the real answer of what Barr just did. Trump said, it's time for Barr to start arresting people like Obama. And Barr goes, no, I'm not going to. So that was a political response right back. That's really the takeaway here. You're asking why I did it. Trump said arrest him. And it's not political. He's like, these are criminals. They did this to me.
Yep.
But if a guy comes and mugs me or, you know, spies on me illegal, he should get in trouble. So I go file a complaint with the police. I call it. It's political. Hey, a guy just robbed me and just mugged me. Oh, sir, that's political. You just got robbed. But like when a black guy robs a white guy, they do that now. They go, oh, that's a black guy. We can't report it. Again, this is all politics because they want to set the precedent. They don't care about black people. They want to set the precedent to pick and choose who to prosecute. And when you got that, you got tyranny. Ian in Utah, a beautiful state. Go ahead, Ian.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
So I wanted to get into the October surprises and the AG Barr stuff, but before I get into that, I have one question. So,
yes, sir.
I already know that the UN, they have a big headquarters up in Salt Lake City. I'm just wondering what their agenda would look like in Utah.
It's the same agenda everywhere. Ship in a bunch of third world people to exploit, turn everybody against each other. The UN's tax exempt, it's running scams. A bunch of kids get kidnapped locally, flown out on UN aircraft. And you're right, Utah's got a big nest of UN in it. Austin's got a nest, New York, San Francisco. But all the big cities have UN nests now.
Yeah, they had the UN event in Utah, Salt Lake City this year, right?
Yeah, I believe so. And they're also importing a lot of Somalis up there, too. So I think.
Oh, yeah. And they all vote because they're told to.
Right.
As one person. Yeah, so they bring in different tribes where they only got to buy off one tribal leader. And if you don't do what the tribal leader says, they kill you. So we're not against Somalis. We're against their tribal form of government and that their people are slaves to whoever the top Somali is.
And the Democrats bring them in and then have a voting bloc.
You ever wonder why you go to an airport like Seattle or Portland or Minneapolis, St. Paul, wherever, and it's like all Somalis, baggage, clerks, everyone. You're like, how'd they only hire one group? Because the local chief says, anyone that's out of line, there's no unions, there's no, they'll kill you. And then nothing's said. That's why. Poor Somalis. It's a slave class they brought into America. I feel so sorry for them. Ian, thank you for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Bart in Georgia. Bart, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's an honor to talk to you. I just want to say, if I were Trump, I would tell Barr, you have till Monday morning, 9 o'clock, for a high-profile arrest or indictment, or you're fired, period. What's he waiting for? And while you're at it, Christopher Wray, and the list goes on and on and on.
I agree. Then they'll run to Congress and say, that's political interference. No, it's not. He's not doing his damn duty when it's cut and dry. He's got to do it. But again, they spin it, though, that, oh, it's political if he doesn't.
Well, that's like saying, oh, the terrorists are going to be mad at us if we crack down on them.
Which is what they used to say under Obama.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, it's true that here's the deal. Republicans have done a bunch of bad stuff, not Trump, because they used it, they had it. But that's a pragmatic statement, not like a defending Trump. So they're all blackmailing each other, so it's really going on. I mean, and that's what keeps, that's why they use pedophiles to take over churches and stuff. Because once they, you're not a pedophile, but once you cover it up, now they got your ass. Yeah, that works.
Or they get you to a certain level of success, and then you know, okay, well, if I want to get initiated, it's like a gang initiation. Okay, you got to go shoot a cop. You got to go, you know, kill a member of a rival gang. Well, for them, you know, you're going to, you know what happens on Epstein Island, folks.
They screw little boys and little girls. Anything else, Bart?
I want to tell y'all to go to generalshepherd.com, subscribe to my channel, General Shepherd YouTube Communist Channel on YouTube, and Bart Fine. And thank you.
Hold
so
on,
much,
is this the great General Shepherd?
I am one of the three content providers that not Netflix, but those other scumbags, Newsweek, did a hit piece on, and they didn't even give me a shout out.
Oh yeah, all hail General Shepherd! You guys have done a great job with the names. They have trouble banning that name. So you keep putting it up, and it's doing a great job. And I salute you, brother, and I thank you so much. There he goes. All hail General Shepherd. John in Vegas, you're on the air with the angry Owen Schroeder.
Alex and Owen, love you guys both. Alex, I'm an original OG, man. I think I started listening to you on the radio about 21 years ago.
You've been around, brother. You put a lot of Alex Jones interrupting and stuttering and screaming.
Hey, somebody, I still have rants saved from you from like 10, 12, 14 years ago. Some of the best rants ever.
You got to dump them on the internet, brother.
Yeah, and I love the products. You know, it's a much shorter list of what I haven't taken than what I have. So, but I just love the product.
What's your favorite product?
My favorite is probably BrainForce and X2.
Yeah, those are great nootropic. BrainForce is a great nootropic. And
changed my life. I mean, I'm telling you, I've taken dozens of the products and literally has changed my life over the last 10 years or so.
Well, I mean, even cheap supplements work because they got real stuff in them. These are high quality at a low price for what you get, and they're amazing. So BrainForce, final run of that. We're going to come out with a new formula, even stronger. But this is the final run of BrainForce, 50% off, free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's about a year worth of food. And on the preparing with Alex or what have you on that site, and I would highly recommend everybody else do that. And I have two quick points. Please let me make them. I'll be very fast.
Sure, brother.
Number one is, you know, all the information you guys come out with, all your stories and, you know, how you cover the information is all spot on. I love it, love it, love it. But I think, you know, the problem is the solution, because you keep looking to government to solve the problems, and government will never solve the problem. Trump is
John, don't hang up. We're going to come back to you in 2 minutes. I agree. Individually, us making decisions is the way to do it. That's why big tech and the systems are the opposite of free market. They bring in AI control that makes you make the decisions they want. AI is the opposite of the free market.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.